What is up? It's your boy Brandon Town, and welcome to the Agent Crossover Podcast, where I interview agents that have made a crossover or moved from their previous real estate companies to eXp Realty. It's the fastest growing real estate company in history. It currently sits at over 20,000 agents. Its shares are trading on the NASDAQ, and it has been able to double its revenue every year since 2015. Today, I have with me Kyle Mickeljohn. Kyle has started his career in 2007, has consistently sold between 40 to 70 homes per year, has been a team leader of five agents, and is just about to hit his one-year anniversary at eXp. Kyle, thanks for joining me, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Brandon.
You 1 year. How does it feel? How's it been?
Well, it's been great. And it just, it gets better and better all the time, every day.
Before we get into that, Kyle, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, yeah. My story, I guess, is, you know, I worked in the oil and gas industry for about 18 years. Then I just wanted more. So I got into real estate in 2007, joined a big franchise that's based out of Canada, I guess. And I was there for about 6 years. Then I went independent for 5 years before finding eXp.
And so what was the company you were at for 6 years?
Royal LePage.
Royal LePage. Awesome. And so, your experience there was great. You're obviously couldn't have been, you know, it must have been pretty good. You were there for 6 years.
Yeah. It was okay. Yeah. Awesome.
So just to touch on that a little bit, what would you say has been your experience so far since joining eXp? You said it was great, but can you elaborate a little bit on that? What's been good? You know, you're 11 and a half months in. It was obviously a big step to take. You're Canadian. Yeah. So you're, you know, one of the very few Canadian agents that have made that crossover so far. So what's your experience been like, man?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the experience with Royal LePage,
sure.
With their franchise. Okay, so honestly, being with them, I know they got the big name and everything, but what I was really disappointed with being there was the lack of community between the whole corporate, right? So I never did learn who was the top producer in Canada and how did they do it. Right? Who is the top producer in our city an hour and a half away, Edmonton or Calgary, an hour and a half away? And how did they do it? There was nothing ever like that. So I always wanted something with more of a community feel. I started reading Gary Keller's books, and I always wanted to kind of join like Keller Williams. And I guess to get to where I am now with eXp, I started noticing all those guys that I followed at Keller Williams starting to go to eXp, right? So, and that's kind of what led me to joining eXp. Is it was in our area where there wasn't Keller Williams or never did come here. I was able to plug into eXp because I was hoping for that. It had the community I was looking for, and I was. And it did. It exceeded my expectations with the community.
Heck yeah, man. And from what I've found so far, I mean, the community, the culture, it's people helping people. Yeah. Everybody's really trying to ensure that you're winning on every ends of your business, not just the agent attraction and the revenue share side of things, but also your business. Everybody's in it to share their ideas and their secret sauce now rather than where I found at some of the big box brokerages, you know, you go on a conference and everybody's trying to hide their own stuff, right? And this is mine and that's mine. Yeah. And now it's like, here, take this, take that. What do you need? What do you need improvement on? How can I bring value to your business?
Yes. And that's exactly what I wanted. And, you know, we had the local brokerage kind of community, but it's still, there's a disconnect there with the realtor that's in the office next to you that has their own business and you're actually their competition, correct, right? So with eXp, it's just, everybody's here to help and help everybody grow.
So everybody's reasons behind joining eXp, everything's different. Every person I spoke to is for whatever reason. When was that big aha moment that, you know, you knew you needed to change, but what was it really specifically that you're like, EXP is the one. How did you figure out? You said it was, you figured out that the culture and everything was what you needed it to be, but how did you find that out?
Well, so I guess first I got a little curious, right? When I started seeing, you know, all of a sudden I seen Brent Gov, the EXP logo on his website. Then all of a, and a few others, then all of a sudden Jay Kinder is marketing it. And then, and I just, I've been watching EXP honestly since 2012, wow. Actually, because I, yeah, it's a weird story. I was in Ben Kinney's program and I was, kind of, creeping on his Google AdWords, back then, and EXP kept popping up all the time. So I just keep seeing it over and over and over again. And then finally, I didn't see what was so great about this place, but I knew it was a virtual brokerage at that time. And that was new. Oh, what's a virtual brokerage, right? So I guess for me was when I actually sat down and watched Jay Kinder's webinar. That's when I watched it, sat down and watched a webinar because, okay, there's a reason why all these guys are jumping over. I guess I should sit down and learn why that is. And I watched his webinar and booked a call with him, and man,
right.
I was in.
And that's all it takes, like, Kyle, is that, you know, it, you owe it to yourself to take a look closely at this company. And sometimes all it takes is as much as a 1 hour webinar or video done by those masters like Brent Gove, Gene Frederick, Jay Kinder, Michael Reese, and within an hour, your life has changed. And that's one of the biggest recommendations that I would make, is that take a look at a couple of the videos. I can send you links to 6 to 12 different ones that will be the big eye openers I think you need to really understand the business. The biggest misconception I see is that people just don't quite understand EXP, or they don't understand what we're trying to do with EXP. So you mentioned a big name there. You mentioned Jay Kinder. So to give you some back end on us, is that we actually used to, you know, be coached by NAEA. We used to cut a big check to Jay and Mike every month or every year for their services, well-deserved value-added services. And, you know, that's who we're partnered up with now. And it's pretty incredible to be able to get everything, you know, basically for free at this point, because they're just helping us grow as well. And that's the best part about EXP, is this business model is so agent oriented, and it gives anyone and everyone an opportunity to be a business owner. What would you say? I know we spoke earlier. So have you done any type of agent attraction within your business so far in the first 12 months?
But not so much in the first 12 months, I guess. For me, again, back to when I joined, there was a few more things that were more important to me. It was number one, the community, like I said, and I wanted to find something with value for the agents that I, you know, for my team agents that come on board. And then I just, and the shares, of course, were a great thing, but I wasn't too into the growing my revenue share too much until just in the last 3 weeks, to be honest with you, is when I've really started, okay, I'm ready to take this on. So I basically,
so how many agents in the last 3 weeks have you organically brought onto your team? You've been a direct sponsor for?
Well, it, you know, organically over the year, there's about three or four. I had four, one drop.
Great.
Out.
And that's and that's by doing right absolutely now. Nothing directed towards that. That's just you being you, running your business the way you want to run it, and people reaching out to you directly and saying, I want to join your team and I want to join the EXP Realty team.
Yeah, you betcha. And it's, you know, that's with nobody really knowing nobody knows about EXP too much around here. It is just, the word is starting to come out now, I think, a little more, just even the last couple months. So this is that, yeah. So basically the last year, it's been pretty, you know, secret to a lot of people. They've never heard about it, and I'm getting
incredible. And I've so off those three people that are still your direct sponsor for, so if they cap, you have the opportunity to make $2,800 per those agents in your annual year. So you have the opportunity to make $8,400 of passive income over the year just off those three agents. just by doing everything organically. That's incredible. Agents without, and if you do that for the next 3 years, you bring on three more each year, and they bring on three more each year, you can see how that's going to explode pretty quickly with your revenue share. Awesome. That's incredible news. I've found that a lot of people or have mentioned to me that EXP doesn't necessarily attract them because they don't really want to focus on revenue share, and you're the perfect person to speak to because you put zero focus into it and it's still benefiting you and the value and your family. So that's pretty incredible. Awesome. If an agent was listening to today's podcast, Kyle, and you could shed some light on your experience as to why it would make sense to come over to EXP, what would you tell them?
I guess community is a great part. And oddly enough, like people, while it's a virtual brokerage, right? And I was kind of surprised myself. Once I did join EXP, that community is there stronger than it's hard to explain, but you know, we're all connected through Facebook Workplace and the cloud, our disruptor, which is the EXP world, that has full training in it, 4 hours a day or whatever it is from Monday to Friday. So to me, that's something that's really important. But I guess the next part is that I'm starting to really focus on again is that retirement, the company shares, the Icon Awards. So you know, you pay off your cap and go 20 deals past that, you get 12,000 worth of shares and another four, is it, when you go to the event. So that itself is great, and the revenue share. So I guess the exit strategy is now my focus, and I think
you are literally building a business, and in the traditional style of franchise in the franchise world, buy in or be a partner within a business, you have to have a significant amount of money to do this. And you can literally come in to EXP with $0 and start building your business on day one. That is absolutely incredible, and in my opinion, a genius business model. You got it. You got it. So if you were to go back in time and give advice to your future self, what would it be?
I guess to get on EXP in 2012.
Seems to be a common answer. That's for sure. You got it. And, you know, I got to say that it's been great speaking with you. I do see this company, and I'm already seeing it. It's going to explode here in Canada. They just opened three more areas. And it is going to be a household name within the next 12 months. And it's crazy. I still think it's crazy that we have this opportunity right in front of us right here and right now. And it's about getting the word out and allowing other people to see this great opportunity for them as well. So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, that's a good question. Hopefully building my revenue share up to about 50 agents in the next five years on my
that,
first line.
Would that, in your opinion, there. Do you think that would give you a better opportunity to retire perhaps earlier or retire with more wealth and therefore have a better life?
I'm not so much too worried about looking at retiring earlier, I guess. I guess it's just about building more wealth and it's exciting too, right? It mixes up the real estate, selling houses.
Right on, Kyle. Just, well, I appreciate you coming on and joining us today on the Agent Crossover Podcast. And if you want to join the dream team, let's build one big fire. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. So please visit www.callbrandontown.com to take the confidential partnership survey and to schedule an EXP discovery call. Crush the day.